that log that you put in the back, did you have a specific name for that?
Back log.
What would you call the wood that you used to start a fire with?
Kindling.
And what is the stuff that is left when the wood is burned?
Ashes.
Yeah. And
the charcoal, when the charcoal, there'd be a few coals left that didn't go to ashes, but mostly ashes, and there'd be a few coals left.
On the sides of chimneys, there's black stuff that is from the smoke. What do you call that?
Soot.
And what are you sitting in?
What's the point now?
What are you sitting in?
Now? Uh-huh. Chair.
What is a larger piece of furniture like you have in there that more than one person can sit on at a time?
Well, there's two different kinds. One of them's a hideaway bed, and one of them's a divan or a couch, or you can call them most of them.
And is there really a difference in them except that you can sleep in one?
Oh, yes. Well, as far as the setting is concerned, there's not too much different, but a hideaway bed will pull out and let out and make a complete bed. This one in here will. Mm-hmm. That one in yonder won't. That's just a regular couch, and some people call them sofas, and there may be a little difference in the sofa and the couch, I don't know, but I've heard them called different things, but we call it a living room suit, really, the whole suit, and then, but actually one of them's a couch, and another one's chairs, and things like that goes with it to make the whole suit, so.
When you were a boy, did y'all have a special room where you would greet your guests? You know, if you had company, did you have a special room where you would take them?
Oh, yes.
What did you call that?
Guest room.
Do they sleep in there, or what?
Yes.
What do you call the room that you sleep in?
Your bedroom.
And this place where you, did you ever have something similar to a living room that you might have called by another name?
No, we didn't. We just called our living room a living room. That's all we called.
Did you ever hear anybody call it a parlor?
Yes, I've heard of that, but we didn't call ours a parlor. But I've heard them call parlors, yes. But usually, we had in mind that a parlor was a little bit different, really, than a living room. Now, a living room is what we call now more or less as a den. We lived in it mostly. And then our parlor was just strictly for company, mostly, because we wanted to keep it real clean, because out in the country you couldn't keep the house clean like we do now. Yeah. And we kept it real clean for we had a parlor. They called it a parlor when it was good. It wasn't really named that either. But anyway, I've heard them call it parlors and living room.
What is the piece of furniture in your bedroom with drawers in it that you keep your clothes in?
Chest of drawers.
Did you ever hear of an old-fashioned one with another name?
Wardrobe. I've heard it called wardrobe.
Is that the same thing? It has drawers on it?
It's not the same thing as a chest of drawers. They're different altogether, but they hang clothes on them. The wardrobe, they hang clothes on them. excuse me.
I'm sorry. Do you feel like talking?
Oh, yes. This little sadness, really.
This wardrobe, what is the size of it?
Well, they're different sizes, but they're made taller and have a couple of doors that you can open and just hang clothes in, usually. But the chest of drawers have drawers that you pull out. There's a difference in the same.
Do you know what a chiffon robe is?
Oh, chiffon robe. I've heard of chiffon robe, but I don't know. I don't know whether I could explain just what it looks like or not. But I've heard of them. I've heard them called by it.
All of the tables and the chairs and the sofa and all this stuff in your house, it's all your what?
Furniture?